Ever feel like just heading to the grocery store requires suiting up in armor?
Yeah, like you need to gear up for battle.
Totally. It's that whole thing of trying to stay calm, stick to your list, and not get totally overwhelmed.
Oh, I feel you. The struggle is real.
And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We're talking stress-free shopping, or at least exploring ways to make it less, well, stressful.
Right,
Oh.
because who actually enjoys a stressful grocery trip?
Seriously. And to help us navigate this, we're taking a page from Celine and Alexandra's book. They live out in a rural area, kind of like a lot of our listeners, and they've got some pretty clever strategies for making those grocery runs a little less chaotic.
And they've shared some great insights with us about how they manage it all.
Okay, so before we get into Celine and Alexandra's approach, can we just talk about Frank's endive debacle for a second?
Oh, you mean the great endive odyssey of 24?
The one and only. The fact that he spent an hour driving between different supermarkets just to try to find endives at a reasonable price.
And some of them didn't even have the price listed, right?
Exactly. Can you imagine the frustration? Like, come on.
It's like they're trying to hide something. No wonder people get stressed out grocery shopping.
Right. It's like a game you never signed up to play. And I think that's a big part of what Celine and Alexander are trying to avoid, that feeling of being manipulated or tricked.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the endives or whatever product it happens to be that day. It's the time and energy it takes away from, well, living your life.
Totally. I mean, think about it. That hour that Frank spent driving around, that's time that could have been spent doing something enjoyable.
Exactly. Reading a book, going for a walk. Literally anything else.
Exactly. And it sounds like Celine and Alexandra have really tapped into that feeling. They've actually made a conscious decision to treat supermarkets as a last resort.
Really, they just avoid them altogether.
As much as possible, yeah. They told us that those big, brightly lit aisles, the constant advertising, even just the sheer volume of stuff, it creates this sense of urgency, almost a feeling of competition that they'd rather avoid, especially after a long day.
So they're intentionally minimizing those supermarket trips, you're saying. What are they doing instead?
They've basically created their own personalized food network, tapping into all these different local sources and resources. For instance, they buy certain vegetables directly from a farmer named Thierry Schweitzer.
And are his prices competitive? Because I know sometimes those direct from farm options can be a bit.
That's a good question. And they did mention that he's a bit more expensive than the supermarkets, but for them, it's about the value they place on quality and freshness.
I can see that.
It's about knowing where their food is coming from and supporting someone they trust.
Makes sense. And they've also got this great relationship with Pascal.
Pascal.
Yeah, he runs a smaller shop right there in their village.
Oh, right. I bet they appreciate that convenience. Living in a rural area, you can't beat having a local shop nearby.
For sure. But I think for Celine and Alexandric, it's more than just like convenience.
What do you mean?
They see it as a way to support a local business, to be more connected to their community.
I like that.
Yeah, and they've said that Pascal often has things that are even fresher than the bigger supermarkets.
Interesting. So even though they are trying to avoid supermarkets, they've got Thierry Schweitzer for their produce, Pascal for the really fresh stuff, but what about everything else?
They plan everything out so carefully. For example, slight chuckle, they have their favorite spot for potatoes,
Okay.
another for flour. You get the idea, right?
So they're like strategic sourcing ninjas. I love it.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's always the farmers market. Didn't they mention one in a nearby village?
Yeah, in Sault-Sulpharet. It runs every Friday afternoon.
Oh, nice. I can almost smell the fresh bread and cheese just thinking about it.
Definitely a highlight. Speaking of local goodness, we have got to talk about Alexander's garden.
Right. It sounds like he's created something really special.
It's obviously a big source of pride for him. He's particularly proud of his garlic, especially with how expensive it's become recently.
And can you blame him? Those prices are enough to make anyone consider digging up their backyard.
I know, right? And he's really embraced this whole idea of supplementing their diet with homegrown food. In fact, he's even mentioned wanting to expand the garden enough to be able to provide for them year-round.
Wow, that's dedication. Talk about taking control of your food source.
I know, he's even considering building a greenhouse.
That's amazing. Okay, so with all these alternatives, when do supermarkets even factor into their lives?
They do still make trips for certain staples and things.
Okay, so they haven't sworn them off completely.
No, not entirely.
Yeah.
But even when they do go, it's very planned out. They told us they stick to Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually after work.
Smart, avoiding those weekend crowds.
Exactly. And Celine mentioned that she actually prefers to shop after work, just because it's already on her way home.
So it's all about minimizing those extra trips.
Exactly. Maximizing efficiency. And they both stress the importance of experiencing the food.
What do you mean?
You know, to see it, touch it, know exactly what they're getting.
Right. That makes sense. It's so easy to feel disconnected from the source of our food,
Yep.
especially in today's world with online shopping and everything being prepackaged and
Exactly. And this mindfulness even extends to how they deal with rising prices,
And
which is
speaking of, remember Frank's butter dilemma?
the one where the price jumped like crazy high in just a few months.
Yeah. It's enough to make you wonder if raising your own dairy cow is the way to go.
Right.
So they are thinking about making their own butter, really?
Yeah, they're tossing around the idea.
I mean, it's kind of amazing, but is it even cost effective?
It's a fair question. And they admitted it might not be, you know, in the short run.
Yeah.
But they were saying for them, it's not really even about the cost. It's about having a choice, you know, not feeling trapped by these crazy prices.
It's about having options.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that a lot. Feeling like you have some control, even when things feel so out of control, you know?
Totally.
But I feel like their approach, it's not just about grocery shopping, is it?
What do you mean?
It's like they've got this whole mindful living thing going
Oh,
on.
for sure. It's like they've figured out how to build these moments of peace into their routines, you know,
Yeah.
which when you think about it, it's pretty brilliant.
It is like Alexandra and those walks he takes in the forest, so
Yeah.
grounding, right?
Absolutely. He said he finds this incredible sense of peace and quiet when he's out there surrounded by nature.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And he even mentioned this one specific spot near Côte du Pigeonnier, I think it was. He was saying it's like his reset button, you know.
I love that. Just like that feeling Frank gets when he goes foraging for mushrooms and berries.
Totally.
It's those simple things, you
Those
know?
little moments that bring you back to yourself.
Yes. Okay, so we've got Alexandra and his nature walks, and then Celine, she had a really interesting tactic too, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is a good one. She said she makes a point to just take a few minutes before every shopping trip to just breathe.
Really, just to breathe.
Yeah, to just relax and consciously let go of whatever stress she's carrying from work, you know, before she even sets foot in the store.
It's like creating that separation, that little buffer.
Exactly. Isn't that interesting?
So simple, but I bet it makes a world of difference.
Right. It's all about shifting your perspective.
That's so smart. And it makes you wonder how much smoother would all those little errands, those everyday tasks be if we all just adopted a little bit of that Celine and Alexandra wisdom?
Right. What if we all had that kind of peace about grocery shopping?
That would be amazing.
Imagine feeling calmer, more centered, even with all the chaos.
Even when the price of butter has doubled since your last trip,
Exactly.
it's really inspiring when you think about it.
It is. They've shown us that it's not just about what we buy, but how we choose to, you know, engage with these everyday activities. And that can make all the difference.
It's a great reminder.
So, to wrap things up, the next time you find yourself dreading that grocery run,
Dreading the battle.
exactly, remember Celine and Alexandra. Take a breath, connect with your food, and maybe even explore some of those local options in your own community.
You never know what hidden gems you might find.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, that trip to the farmer's market could be a little bit more enjoyable.
A little less stressful.